Express.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
Well, everything sounds real good, I'll tell you.
We just had the greatest crowds we'd ever had. I saw more people this week than I've seen in all my campaigns put together.
This is wonderful. We've just been keeping up with it and been so pleased with all of it.
You got Texas in decent shape?
Yes, sir. I'm real pleased with the way it's shaping up. We're picking up some that were for Goldwater. And I think in the next week or 10 days, we'll start getting public statements from them. Even people that worked in this campaign actively, in fact, some months, 6 weeks ago.
How necessary are you down here now?
Well, Mr. President, I don't know. Of course, you always like to think what you're doing is important. And we're attempting to get it organized, keep it organized. And I had felt that anything less than 60% vote for you this election would be fitting for Texas. And we're going to get to 60, I think, or better.
What I wanted to do, I thought I'd come in Sunday and I'd spend Monday. I thought I could go to San Antonio and Laredo and Corpus and then back to Beaumont and then hit Houston at lunch and then Dallas-Fort Worth and maybe in the afternoon and evening in Austin the night before the election. I'd do this other, I'd get all of them except Austin, and then I'd come in after making a speech at the White House election night, night before election, and come on in and have a big Austin rally kind of statewide.
That's
great. The day before the election, that would kind of give us a little lift, but I've got only 2 half-a-days at the White House, and this is just murdering our people, and we're operating on the big level with the top senators and with the top governors and the top states like Illinois and New York and Ohio and Pennsylvania, and I've got that big 707, man. I just might near got to have somebody to meet with my folks and handle the things and brief them and talk to them in advance and travel with me. I've got Jack Valenti and he's doing a wonderful job, but he just can't do it 24 hours. He's got beds on the plane, but I asked Hunter last night if I didn't think I could borrow you for the last 3 weeks. Just to have you as my kind of administrative assistant to do what John used to do. I haven't talked to John. I think I ought to talk to him. I didn't want to talk to him if it's impossible because of your personal thing. I've rather had the feeling. Now we got a pay raise, might be able to get you somewhere in what you're getting now and not be a big sacrifice. I rather think you ought to move right into the White House and with Jack Valenti in that outer office where Ken O'Donnell is and try to run with my cabinet and things like that after the first year if we elected him. I think you ought to give a little thought to it and see if we can't get you a leave or something. I think you could have any job in America if you did it a year or two and knew everybody. And I think that you've got to have somebody that kind of will replace John because he's going his own way. And he hadn't got time to do it. He promised me he'd come up there and do it, but he just keeps putting off. And he tells us he'd be up in 2-3 days, and then he says he can't do it. He goes to Arizona, and in Arizona he can't do it. The governor's conference, and the governor's conference he can't do it till he goes home. And I'm hoping the last couple of weeks that he'll come and do some of it. I'm going to try to reach him when he gets back from that football game, if it's all right with you, and tell him that I talked to Hunter, and Hunter said that we need you in Texas, and you can do some telephoning from the plane on things that you have to do in Texas. But if I just had to have you, they sure didn't want me to lose these other states. And I got Bill Moyer riding on speeches, and I really got nobody else that I trust enough to sit down with the governor of California and make out my plans, and they just tell me that your job at the convention was unbelievable and everybody bragged on you, all the Kennedy people, and they just said it's superb executive leadership and we sure do need it on that 707.
Well, of course, you know, Mr. President, whatever you want and whatever the governor wants, that's just what I'll try to do.
I'll call him today, and you better think about getting you a best secretary that you've got, if you've got one, And if you haven't, we'll try to find one of ours. But if you got one of your own that we can put on the payroll, it'd be better if you got somebody that knows your ways, knows how to do it, and not break somebody in 3 weeks, and just load her on that plane and get her enough teddies and bathrobes that she can type on, and because it's a 24-hour job, and we'll be in the White House. You can stay there when you're in town with just 2 or 3 days. The rest of the time we'll be on the road. And you better, where are you now?
I'm in Dangerfield.
Well, how in the hell if I get John today?
Well, just get you, as you may know, he's at the ball game. He went back to San Antonio this afternoon with the Southern governors, and I was supposed to meet him there tomorrow to be with him, help him, and then...
Well, if you have to do that, I better not mess with that, because that'll get him upset. I'm going to Arizona and Nevada. I've got 5 states tomorrow and into Washington. Tuesday and then out again. I guess you could join me in Washington Tuesday night. Maybe he would too. I don't know. I don't guess I can get him now. I reckon he's at the hotel before he goes to the game.
They were having a reception. I'm sure he may be at the hotel now, but I would question whether he's still in his room. But they'll get in touch with him for you. You know that.
Well, now, where? How do you call him?
I guess the Dolphin Hotel.
Hell, I try for days sometimes to get him, but I'll try there. Now, what were you supposed to do at Floresville or San Antonio?
Well, all the governors are coming out to his place, his right tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And we were just supposed to be there with them. And then we have our organization meeting for our last one, where our district people come in Tuesday at an SDC. And I'll be through at 1:30 Tuesday, no question I can meet you.
Well, you just got to be there then for that. Now, what I'll do then, I'll try to reach him tonight. Where will he be tonight?
I'm sure he'll be at the ranch. I guess he'll spend tonight in the ranch. If not, he'll be in San Antonio.
Well, then what you better do is try and meet me wherever I am Tuesday night.
All right, sir.
Because we better not get him things up, and you get your clothes and everything ready, and your secretary ready, and see that Hunter clears it and see it's all right with him, and see that you have some way to keep in touch with your district man while you're gone, so you can see anything. And then if you have to leave us to come back for a day or two, we'll do it, but I just believe that you ought to do this.
All right.
Well, I'll talk to him and be thinking about this thing if we win, about moving in there and just being kind of what John has always been, a general, make them clear things from all the states with you. And Jack kind of handled my itinerary and appointments. You can just kind of handle the governors and the senators and the others, the businessmen, and give them their answers direct just by asking me what I want to do about it. Then you tell them what the White House can do and can't do.
Right.
Walter just murdered with detail. And,
I know he is.
And we got to have somebody that knows our people.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President.